pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents the Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up on the program today, we get ready for the start of the high school basketball season by catching up with the head coach of the top-ranked and defending state champion Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks, Kevin Asher. Only problem is, in a very rare situation, you've got a new coach of a defending state champion team that's ranked number one. That's very rare. Usually you win state, you lose a lot of kids, you're not necessarily number one, and sometimes you do lose a coach, they go out on top like that, but that's not the case. We'll talk with Coach Asher going over from Wood River, so he's probably going to be familiar with a lot of the opponents that they face. We'll also talk with Scott Steinbrook, the head coach at Kearney High. I think he's geeked up to talk about Hastings College Soccer, who's into the national quarterfinals with a 1-0 win last night.
Excitement runs amok. And now he's focused on basketball, Doug, and his upcoming schedule. But they've had a lot of success at Kearney High as well. But, yeah, two of the successful area coaches. Obviously, Scott Steinbrook, a younger coach, in only about his third year, or second year, actually, as the head coach of the Bearcats. So we'll get his thoughts on that. 1-888-455-3776 is the number for you to call us if you want to chime in on anything. Doug, I know you said yesterday after the show, you're absolutely, every national news article, every time you look at the TV, it's Plaxico Burress. I want to throw this to you before we get to Kevin Asher. Why is the mayor of New York receiving phone calls from Roger Goodell? When Roger Goodell pleading that the NFL will fully cooperate. What does the mayor of New York have to do with anything? Why would that phone call have been made? Why is it being reported that it was made?
Well, because they have to report everything in New York City. How different would this be if it was happening in Kansas City?
I got to think. Just by looking at the railing set up in the middle of the street for one vehicle to get in and the people around it, it would be obviously night and day, black and white, whatever you want to say. It would be totally opposite, polar opposite from anything else. I just cannot believe that Roger Goodell, I mean, Stan Klaus, the mayor of Kearney, let's call him and tell him everybody here at ESPN's in full cooperation of the robbers at Kmart. What the hell's he got to do with that? Would somebody tell me that? I know that Mayor Bloomberg in New York goes in front of a lot of people and has press conferences. And people talk to him a lot. So Mayor, what do you think about Plaxico Burress shooting himself in the leg? I think we should prosecute him to the fullest extent of the law if indeed he didn't have a license. I think that's all he said. Then Roger Goodell feels the need to pick up the phone and call him? It makes no sense to me. Mayor Bloomberg's got to have several other things on his mind than Plaxico Burress shooting himself, surely.
In sweatpants at a club. Because that's the way I roll, with 50 grand of bling and sweatpants.
It's just a different world. $750,000 a week is what Plaxico Burress is making. $750,000 a week.
Oh, like you're jealous. Give me a break, come on. So, here's something else I've got for you, Tony. Mike Leach has been at the University of Washington. Reports being confirmed that he was there Monday, stayed overnight, and flew out yesterday. Mike Leach to Washington. The only thing that could be good about that is he's, you know, the offices and the field, they're right there on the ocean. Maybe he can see some pirates. Why would you go to Washington, Mike Leach? And, I mean, don't panic, Mike Leach. Don't panic. I mean, doing a great job at Texas Tech. Think what you will of him. I think he's good for the league. Do you really think going there would be better?
No, I do not. I don't know. First of all, I look at the recruiting base. Texas Tech, you got Texas. You know what Washington has? That's right, Washington. Do you know how many five stars came out of Washington? Off the top of my head, I don't either. But it sure as hell not close to what came out of Texas.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, California, you got that whole thing going for you. But there's the story.
He just doesn't seem to be a West Coast weirdo. That's what those people are.
Weird is weird, and that's all there is to it. Good cat. We had him here on the show the week of the Nebraska game. And, you know, if he goes to Washington, who's going to come to Texas Tech? Brian Kelly. Hey, one bit of news here, and then we've got Kevin Asher. Breaking news, the American Volleyball Coaches Association has announced their All-American team in just the last 15 minutes. UNK's Jerry Wachowiak, sophomore out of Grand Island, a first-team Division II All-American. So congratulations to Jerry Wachowiak, the sophomore out of Grand Island. She's one of just four sophomores on the Division II first team, and, of course, they picked like 14. Yeah, there's 14 on the first team, which, whatever. I mean,
congratulations.
Jerry Wachowiak on there. So she makes the first team. Congratulations to Jerry Wachowiak as she makes it to the first team All-American status. Nikki Scott, honorable mention All-American out of Broken Bow. Honorable mention out of Broken Bow All-American to Nikki Scott, the junior middle blocker for the Lopers. And Cola Sveck. I mean, this is just coming down. I'm just scanning it. Cola Speck, also honorable mention, All-American. So three Lopers making All-American, including Jerry Wachowiak, first team.
Well, Doug, right now we kind of switch our attention and we see if Kevin Asher. Let's hope that Kevin Asher, he returns four starters, 11 letter winners. He surely can't mess this deal up, can he?
You know how you say, you know, you see a good-looking gal married to, well, somebody like, you know, Derek. And you say, hey, he outkicked his coverage.
Yes.
You think Kevin Asher has outkicked his coverage here? You know, he's got a lot of talent to work with here.
I think he certainly has.
Kevin Asher, the new head coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Their season opens against Columbus Scotus tomorrow. Coach, are you ready to go?
Yeah, I hope we are. After that introduction, I think we better be, or I won't be asked back. I know that.
Well, Coach, just so much talent there, and obviously had to be exciting that first day of practice, especially after the run they made in the playoffs, and then you get a chance, so much success over there going on in all their athletics. But, boy, the returners you return, including Mr. Hamburger, had to be an exciting first couple weeks of practice.
Yeah, it has. Ever since I took the job last year, the seniors have been great kids, and they've all accepted me and accepted the fact that, you know, they went through a few different routes here to get to their state title last year. Now having another new coach this year, it was a great first 2 weeks. We've still got a long ways to go, but definitely a very talented group.
Coach, what was the situation like when you stepped in? This team... I had to go through some assistant coaches that were very new with the program last year when things kind of broke apart. As you got ready to implement your system, where were they with what they were running? Was it pure talent that got them through last year, or how did you address that situation?
Well, I think the biggest thing I tried to do was keep Coach Vosick and Coach Allsman on staff, keep some consistency from year to year, and that was my first phone calls after I accept the position, and those two coaches are back on board with us, and that's really helped me to get to know the kids. The system that they ran last year was under Coach Mike Trader, and everybody knows he's one of the best coaches here, and maybe in the nation. So we are going to do a lot of the things: motion offense, man-to-man defense. We kept a lot of those same principles. Now the teaching of it may be a little different, but that was one of the things that we really wanted to do. I knew you're not going to buy a Ferrari and put a new motor in it, you know. So we thought that these kids could possibly have a chance to make another good run, and we definitely didn't want to tinker a lot with the pieces.
Kevin, I guess people that listen to the show know that I'm a guy that likes to get up and down the court, and I want some points. And this is a team last year, you know, I think a lot of time 55, 58 was enough for them to win. Athletically, they're a team for me. You know, I see this team, they should be able to fast break and should be in the 70s and 80s a lot of time. Will you implement a more fast-paced approach to this team?
Well, that's what I've done in the past, and I've really thought we could get up and down the floor with most of the teams I've coached. And this group is really, really disciplined in taking care of the basketball, and we're still going to rely a lot on our defense. But as far as just chucking it up from the bleachers and first shot is the only shot is probably not going to be our approach. Now, whether or not we can, you know, we're going to put up big numbers. I've asked myself that question two or three times through filming our practices and stuff, just looking at our transition. We are trying to get the ball up and down the floor as quickly as possible, but we definitely aren't a team that's going to just throw up shots like I've seen some of my teams being undisciplined in the past.
Kevin Asher, the head basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Most of that returning scoring does come from the outside, but Matt Stirrup, your post player, has been a starter since he was a freshman, and I know even when you were at Wood River, you saw his development. Tell me a little bit about where he's at as he enters this season.
Well, Matt came into the summer, and you can noticeably see that he is, he turned to some the baby fat, so to say, into some muscle, and his foot quickness is a lot better. Even Coach Trader saw him at the end of the summer and said, man, he's really developed his foot quickness and so forth. And, you know, being 6'6", 265, and being able to run the floor and get a defensive stance has really helped us. And he's going to start our first ball game for us, and I just informed him of that 20 minutes ago because we still were – that's the one position we're very deep at is the five spot. I think we got five guys right now that could play in that area. And, he's done a great job, and, that's not taking anything away from the other guys that we've had. But, his leadership, he's also a very vocal leader on the floor, and right now that's really helping us.
Kevin, will the ball go through the inside for this team? As Doug said, that most of the scoring came from the outside, but with the five position being your strength, you got to think it's going to go through the inside.
You know, we'd like to be an inside-out team. I think at the end of the year, if you can get to the foul line and, take your big guys and the closer you are to the basket, your better percentages are, definitely I think we can score inside, and we'll try to go inside-out. But, we've got a couple guards that are pretty salty too, so I think, any night that we're getting doubled down or tripled down on, I think we can kick it out too.
We're talking with Kevin Asher, the head boys basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. Coach, what was the hangover effect from football season? I know that probably got some of the kids into the practice session a couple of days earlier, maybe a week early, but after kind of the devastating loss they took to the eventual state champ, how's their psyche been?
That was one thing that we wanted to know. It's a long basketball season, and as we approached that off week, we left it open for anybody to come into conditioning that wanted to. And we had some kids that were, Zane Anstein, Matt Stirrup, played a key role in that football season. And, they were down, and I told them I didn't want to see them until opening day just because I could tell that they weren't ready to switch gears and so forth. But, after two or three days, kids are resilient, and you saw them right in the gym. Now, we did have, some guys like Craig Farmer, Dalton Seeley, Jake Hamburger, Bo Schwenka, they were right in the gym, the next day, the first possible chance they could. It was kind of amazing, and that's the one thing I've noticed about these kids. You go to the YMCA on Saturday and Sunday, and they're lifting weights or, shooting baskets. So, it's a special group, so hopefully we can do something with it.
Kevin, set us up your schedule before Christmas here.
We open up at SCOTUS tomorrow night, and that's going to be a very good ball game. They return a lot of their lineup from last year. They're upperclassmen dominated. I noticed they've got six seniors and about 10 juniors, and they're experienced, and they really played a physical game with us this summer, and so I expect the same thing tomorrow night. And then we have Donovan and Blue Hill next week, Sutton and Superior the following week, and then our holiday tournaments. We drew Crete, and then we'll play the winner of Pierce and Elkhorn.
The kids probably won't be rooting for anybody in that second game, will they?
Well, I don't know how a rivalry exists between Pierce and St. Cecilia, but it seems like the last few years that they've either knocked each other out of football or basketball in some way or the other. So, you know, our kids have a special interest probably in the Pierce game, and, you know, if we get to that game, but we've got a lot of work to do before that. So we've got a big one tomorrow night, and I think our kids, I thought really SCOTUS played us in football about as tough as anybody. They didn't back down, and I expect the same exact thing tomorrow night.
Well, and finally, Kevin, just going by Huskerland prep rankings, and more will come out from Lincoln and Omaha later in the week, but you'll maybe get a chance to play Pierce. They're ranked 4th in C1, Lincoln Christian, Grand Island Central Catholic. They're ranked 7th and 9th. And then I know it's a long way away, but how cool it would be if you and Ralston were both number 1 and B in C1 when you met at the Heartland Classic.
Well, that was Tino's intention when he set up the game. He told us, he said, well, you'll both be number 1. And I said, well, there's a lot of games to be played before that. But, you know, that would be kind of neat. That's a long ways off. I know Ralston's going to have a heck of a team, and they're highly touted, probably in the top 10 in the state all class. And we'll try to keep up our end week in and week out.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get back to molding young minds.
All right, we'll do that.
Kevin, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck. Kevin Asher, the new head boys basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. They open up tomorrow at Columbus SCOTUS, and you can hear the doubleheader on our sister station, 1230 AM KHAS. You got to like the way that that sets up. They do have some challenges along the way.
Well, and that's only going to help them when March rolls around. I think that's part of the problem, you know, especially in football. When you don't get pushed, you don't get pushed, and finally somebody pushes on you, you know, you don't know how you're going to respond. So this is a team that will be tested, and that's good for them as well.
We'll have a little more basketball talk coming up at the bottom of the hour with Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. Right now, though, let's take a break. A lot more sports to get to right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
If you've had the misfortune of never venturing inside the chicken coop, here's what you've been missing. The chicken coop is the perfect place to gather to watch sports because there are screens everywhere. And you can enjoy your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. But the chicken coop is more than sports. It's also a family-friendly eatery that serves food like ribs, pizza, steaks, and wings. Speaking of wings, come in and try the two new flavors, jalapeno garlic and honey barbecue. Find out why so many people flock to the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
We've been your personal jewelers since 1878. Hawthorne Jewelry.
Hawthorne Jewelry has been making memories bright for 130 years. This Christmas, let our staff help you make this a holiday to remember. With huge savings on icy diamonds and snowy pearls, we'll give you what's needed to make this the most special of holidays. Let Rudolph's Nose guide you to Hawthorne Jewelry, where you'll find a special gift that shines so bright, why you could even say it glows. Visit us today. We're open late.
It's over. Our move is finally over, and we couldn't be happier. Lind Eye Care is now officially located at 4107 7th Avenue. So open your eyes and come see what we can do for you. For example, at Lind Eye Care, you can count on Dr. Lynn and Dr. Bierbauer to take care of all of your vision needs. Whether it be new contacts or LASIK surgery, at Lind Eye Care, they treat your eyes as if they were treating their own. Plan now to see Lynn Eye Care at their new location at 4107 7th Avenue in Kearney.
Countdown from 2 minutes. Can you do it? If you're a surgeon, you can't be afraid of blood. If you're a quarterback or a head coach, you've got to be able to run the 2 minute offer.
Colin Cowherd, 9 to 11 weekdays, right before Doug and Daddy on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
This afternoon's forecast will have partial clearing at times, breezy northwest winds as well at around 10 to 20 miles an hour. The high temperature rebounding close to 32 degrees for tonight, remaining partly to mostly cloudy overnight, low in the middle teens, and then for Thursday, high temperature rebounding close to that 30 degree mark. Currently 27 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we're always taking you up to the lunch hour, and the perfect place for lunch is the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney or Grand Island. There's not a bad seat in the house, whether you just want some lunch, want to sit there, play some Keno, just enjoy a great lunch, or if you want to catch out your favorite college or professional sports on their 15 HD TVs, the high defs all over the place. They've got great lunch specials every day. Come try one of their famous sandwiches, prime rib sandwich, chicken fried steak, pulled pork, Philly steak, great hamburgers, of course. If you want a little something more, how about the ribs? You can get a steak for lunch if you want that. Of course, they've got great menu items all day long, open 7 days a week, right there for you at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Don't forget, it's the perfect place to watch college football bowl games, which get underway. And, of course, this week, championship, there's games on all the networks. You want to watch them all. You want to go to the Chicken Coop, kick back with some wings, your favorite beverage, and enjoy college and NFL football this weekend. And don't forget, from kickoff to close during Monday Night Football, it's $2 you call it at the Chicken Coop, the perfect place to watch all of your favorite sporting events.
Doug, a little bit of news out of Lincoln. Nebraska getting another non-conference opponent on the schedule for 3 years. Not exactly, maybe, what we had in mind. The Wyoming Cowboys. The Wyoming Cowboys, the first game to be played in 2011. I don't understand. Why?
How about Nebraska at Wyoming?
That's in 2011.
Yep.
Well, I just don't...
It took a while, but you think Jay Novacek might be on the sidelines? Going to be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame this weekend.
Awesome.
Okay, so in 2011, Nebraska still has one non-conference game to be determined. Home against Fresno State, home against Washington, and at Wyoming. I have no problem with that at all. Zero problem with that. Now, 2009, Steve Peterson put together Florida Atlantic, Arkansas State, at Virginia Tech, Louisiana Lafayette. 2010, hosting Western Kentucky, Idaho, and South Dakota State at Washington. Tell me what's better. Tell me what's better. Wyoming is not Arkansas State. Wyoming is also not Florida. We have our team. We have Washington, and if Fresno State is as competitive as they always are, Wyoming, that's what I was kind of begging for, asking for, every time that somebody like this comes on the schedule. You want a name team, a school from a conference that is recognizable. Whether it's the WAC or the Mountain West or the Conference USA or the Big East, fine. We're not going to play the top three teams from the SEC and the Big Ten.
I don't want the top three teams. I don't need Penn State every year. But I don't need a bottom dweller. This team's 4-8. North Dakota State beat this team. North Dakota State won 16-13 over Wyoming. I don't need Wyoming. They're 4-8. They're terrible.
Wyoming 13, Tennessee 7 in Knoxville. Enough said.
Tennessee quit. It was
what?
The season was over.
They won their last two games, 5-7. Wow, what's wrong with Wyoming? You're way off base here. Way, way off base.
I totally agree, if
Wyoming was the headline game on the schedule, then yes, I would have a problem with that. But they're not. In 2011, we go there, as I just said, Fresno State, Washington, and one more non-conference, and you can pretty much assure that that's going to be a putz. That's going to be Illinois. It's going to be Western Michigan, San Jose State, Louisiana Lafayette, something like that. The other years, 2013, Nebraska will still have one game, Wyoming and UCLA at home and at Southern Miss.
In
2016, they have one conference game to be determined. And I know this is so far down the road, but it'll be a road game because you would think they can set up a big matchup if they want. In 2016, home games in consecutive weeks at the moment with Fresno State, Tennessee, and Wyoming.
Why would Wyoming, obviously the check to come to Lincoln is one thing, but why would Wyoming want a piece of this?
Nebraska 42, Wyoming 32, and I believe we won the national championship that year.
Game's not going to be a 10-point game.
How do you know? This is
a bad football team. They're going to be a bad football team.
You don't know that. How hard is it to get toward the top of the WAC? What's harder? Texas Tech winning the South or Wyoming winning the WAC?
Okay, I can see the point. But they're still a bad football team. If we're going to take teams from the WAC, they got to be in the top third. We're not... To take a team from the bottom of the Mountain West, nobody any good.
Folks, I also want to remind you, because we're not going to stop this topic for a couple minutes, we are switching over some email here at the station, so we're down yesterday and today. If we haven't got your email, that's why. Keep sending them. Full week of programs. Sun Heat Hot Topic. We're going to be giving one away this week. A Sun Heat Space System one of the folks that fired in on the Hot Topic. So we're not ignoring you. It's just that technology, they're switching things, and that's where we're stuck right now. So you can still email the show, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com.
And it's Evelyn's fault, so if you want to call her at the front desk, please yell at her.
Yeah, well, somebody needs to yell at her. Nobody bothers her all day. So let's finish this out. What's your argument? Why are you upset about this?
Why would we go to Wyoming and play one game?
Anymore, it's a two-for-one deal. Anymore, it's a two-for-one deal. We are doing it with Southern Miss. We're doing it with some other teams on the schedule. I'm trying to scan here. Wyoming's the latest. Some of these teams say, yeah, but we're not going to come to your place twice. Come to our place once.
I'm just looking at this deal going, give me one of those upper teams. Give me a Colorado State. Give me a TCU. Give me I'm just going down Wyoming. Give me a BYU. Give me even New Mexico, who beat them 24-0. You know.
Okay, hold on. Let me read me BYU's non-conference schedule.
BYU, because I have that.
I guess we have an email that did sneak through. It's about damn time. Signed, City of Scotts Bluff. So see, Scotts Bluff, Gehring, people in the panhandle, they get to go to Wyoming. Watch again.
BYU's non-conference. They played Northern Iowa. They played Washington. They played UCLA.
Okay, why would you want to schedule Nebraska? I mean, you got to drop one of those and add a Nebraska. I can understand that. That's a good schedule. That's a good non-conference schedule. I mean, Northern Iowa, whatever. But Northern Iowa, make fun of them. They're still in the playoffs.
No, that's fine. I like the Washington and UCLA for their schedule. I just think Wyoming is a team. I'm a writer. Okay, write this down, Derek. Go write it down in the book. Nebraska will be a 30-point favorite over Wyoming. 35-point favorite.
That's a prediction for 2011.
That's a prediction for 2011.
I'll keep that in the folder back here.
Hey, Derek, how many times did Daddy pick against Nebraska this year? Okay. What are you more disappointed in? The scheduling of Wyoming or two Nebraska football players, co-Big 12 North champions, making the all-Big 12 second team? Nobody on the first. Now, I guess Ndamukong Suh is really the only guy that you can make a case for, and it's just an extremely strong year. But let me read, just to give you a flavor here. There's one extra guy on the offense because...
On the defensive line, though. Give me the defensive line. Two of them got to be from Texas.
Well, here's offense. First team. Let's get this right. First team. Oklahoma, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, Baylor, Oklahoma, 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 Oklahoma State, Texas, Missouri, Oklahoma State. That's the offense. The defense, Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, Texas, Texas Tech, Baylor, Missouri, Texas, Baylor, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas Tech, Texas A&M, Punter.
Give me Baylor.
Two Baylor Bears are on the all-conference first team.
Jordan Lake and Pavelic? Who are they?
Yeah.
Is that right? How many? Any Kansas State, any Iowa State,
Darryl Stuckey,
Colorado?
Darryl Stuckey, who we talked to before the season started, a defensive back, stepped in and covered for Akib Tlaib. He's on the defense. Who else did you ask?
I mean, it's Kansas State, Iowa State, or Colorado.
Iowa State has nobody on the first team either. Kansas State has nobody on the first team. Our buddy Ian Campbell is on the second team. We picked Ian Campbell and Colt McCoy as Chase Daniel. It's our preseason. Chase Daniel, honorable mention.
That's wild as well. I mean, you know, think of the talent of the Big 12 where he would be honorable mention.
That's not wild. That's not wild at all. What's wild is Joe Gans is not.
Where are you going to put Joe Gans if you're picking teams, Doug? Even right now in this point in the season.
Yeah, but honorable mention is anybody worthy. You can have all 12 quarterbacks honorable mention. You know, first two
okay,
and 10 quarterbacks.
I guess I did not realize.
How in the hell is Joe Gans not honorable mention? And if I got my rules and facts here right now, maybe they go down to the sixth tiebreaker and maybe they can't do that, but Joe Gans is an honorable mention. Larry Asante is? Nebraska, second team in Ndamukong Suh and Matt Slauson. Honorable mention, Larry Asante, Roy Helu. How? How? Alex Henry. Really? Jacob Hickman, Zach Potter, Ty Steinkuhler, Nate Swift.
Where was Slauson through game five? Where was Slauson through game five? I mean, he's second team. He didn't show up until, what, about 3 weeks ago?
1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number if you want to chat with us on the show. 1-888-455-ESPN. Coming up, we're going to talk a little more high school basketball with Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. And also, we're going to be talking a little bit more football. There is some basketball going on tonight as well. Hastings College is at home. The Nebraska men are at home against Alabama State. You can hear that on the Breeze 94.5. You can hear the Hastings College games on 1230 AM KJS against Midland Lutheran. So that's what's going on tonight. Nebraska women, a winner last night as well. They're pretty good without Kelsey Griffin. Corey Montgomery has stepped up. She's the Big 12 Player of the Week. Gets 20 and 11 this week.
Well, she's going to have to continue that stepping up because it's going to be a long season without Kelsey Griffin. I think once they get in that Big 12 especially.
Well, Daddy, the preseason Omaha World Herald basketball rankings are out today. And we will take a look at those in a moment as well.
I got Derek from Holder Jones on the line here, guys.
Derek, good morning. Derek, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, we just had a little issue with Big Daddy. He's so fired up about the Wyoming situation. First of all, they're not from the WAC. They're from the Mountain West.
Fair
and
enough.
And also, I mean, seriously, is there anything better that he could be bicker? I mean, it just seems like you guys always bicker, of course, and that makes for good radio, but I think we take your side 99% of the time, Doug. So, sorry, Big Daddy, it's a Southern Valley trans thing. Yeah, check your facts before you get too mad there, Big Daddy.
All right, Mountain West, whatever.
I'm made in Holdridge. Thanks, Derek, for the
thanks,
call.
Derek. It's still a crap conference, Derek. That's my point.
You're such a whiner. We're going to be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this. Time out.
This is the ESPN Superstation's Doug and Daddy Show.
Live and unrehearsed.
Oops, that gig.
Unrehearsed.
There's none of my own.
Unrehearsed.
Unfortunately.
Skandala.
Brought to you by Radio Shack.
My office is having a holiday gift pool, and I got Troy from accounting. So I went to Radio Shack, where this great associate suggested a Radio Shack gift card. It's good at over 6,000 stores and online, there are no fees, and it never expires. Troy can use it towards a new MP3 player, mobile phone, or GPS receiver. He can even get a nifty calculator. I kind of hope he doesn't, but it's good to know he can. And it'll all be thanks to Radio Shack.
Now get a free $5 gift card with every purchase of a $50 gift card. And don't just buy stuff.
Do stuff.
Hello, everybody. This is Keith Jackson for FreeCreditReport.com. In the grand old game of life, your credit score could cost you or save you a lot of money. That's why it's so important to check your credit at FreeCreditReport.com. Log on to FreeCreditReport.com, and faster than you can say, oh, Nelly, you'll see your credit score and credit report online. You can even print it out if you want to. Stay on top of your credit at FreeCreditReport.com.
Offer applies with Roman and Triple Advantage.
Getting the satellite dish aligned is the worst part about tailgating. Well, Husker fans, it's time to take tailgating to the next level. Rich & Sons Camper Sales now has the ViewCube. The ViewCube is a portable satellite dish that can be used with your satellite TV. Great for RVs, campers, or even truckers. It sets up in minutes, and with only one cable and a wireless remote, you'll be watching your favorite games and shows in no time. The ViewCube, quick, easy, and now affordable at $100 off the regular price. Only at Rich & Sons Camper Sales south of Grand Island. With Rich & Sons Camper Sales and the ViewCube, tailgating is better.
In Las Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. Neither do you at Johnny Casino's Grand Island. You can watch every Husker game with a broadcast or pay-per-view. Plus, NFL Sunday Ticket. Wednesdays, Texas Hold'em at 6:30 and 9:15. And even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will bring you back to Johnny Casino's.
Ho, ho, ho. Season's greetings from Auto Central. We'd like to take the time to say thank you to our customers for their business this past year. All of us in Auto Central want to wish you and yours a happy holiday season.
Tri-City Auto Parts wishes all its customers a prosperous new year. We've enjoyed working with you over the past year and look forward to continuing a relationship in the future. Season's greetings from everybody at Tri-City Auto Parts in Holdridge.
Down from 2 minutes. Can you do it? If you're a surgeon, you can't be afraid of blood. If you're a quarterback or a head coach, you've got to be able to run the 2 minute offense.
Alan Cowherd, 9 to 11 weekdays, right before Doug and Danny on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Here's a look at this afternoon's forecast. We'll have partial clearing at times, breezy northwest winds as well at around 20 miles an hour. High temperature rebounding close to 32 degrees for tonight. Remaining partly to mostly cloudy overnight, low in the middle teens. And then for Thursday, high temperature rebounding close to that 30 degree mark. Currently 27 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey! Stop in Nabisco's during the Downtown Kearney Old-Fashioned Christmas Walk. That's going on tomorrow from 5 to 8. Stop in and see the guys for a Christmas treat. Don't get confused because you go, hey, can I talk to Steve? And like five guys walk out of the back room. No, they're all Steve down there. Then they have, you know, maybe a part-timer that comes in. And
the younger Steve knows quite a bit more.
Call him Steve. Well, you know, from time to time. But stop in and see the guys for a Christmas treat and receive 20% off the entire store. Now, that does exclude the basketball units and letter jackets. But, you're not going to walk in and buy a basketball goal tomorrow. Well, you might for Christmas. How about that? But 20% off the entire store from 5 to 8. Christmas shopping. Do it tomorrow night at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before Christmas begins.
Cool. Cool. Doug, once again, we're transitioning.
That's tomorrow, by the way, Tony. That's tomorrow from 5 to 8. That's the Downtown Kearney Old Fashioned Christmas one. Treats.
Like,
I know the treats will get you in there. You just want a treat. It'll take 20% off, but, you know, you'll take the treat.
Cool. We're looking forward to catching up with Scott Steinbrook here from Kearney High Bearcat in his second season. Looking forward to catching up with him. Douglas, did you want to say anything about any of the basketball ratings that were out?
Well, the girls' basketball rankings are out from the Omaha World-Herald. The boys will be out tomorrow. But as we get ready to take a look at those, we are joined by the head coach of the Kearney boys' basketball squad as they get ready to start off their season at the Hayes Shootout. Kearney High has drawn Newton, Kansas tomorrow. The girls at 4, the boys at 5:45. Coach, how about that Hastings College men's soccer team?
Hey, they're looking pretty tough right now. That's good to see. There's some pretty high quality soccer being played in Central Nebraska.
Now, we joke with Scott from time to time, on and off the air. Also, the boys' soccer coach at Kearney High. You know, I guess it's the last time we had you on the air. This is going on. UNK has added women's soccer. I want to get your reaction to where these kids are coming from that are going to come to UNK and that are going to Hastings College.
You know, in all honesty, I think there's plenty of good soccer players right here in the state of Nebraska. I can't say for sure, but I would guess that a lot of the young ladies that will end up playing for the Lopers will be, you know, local soccer players, you know, stretching to all corners of the state. And then if you look at the Hastings College roster, you know, there's quite a few Nebraska kids on there, as well as some Colorado kids and a few kids from other places in the U.S. But you know, I think, you know, if you look at the rosters of a lot of the GPAC schools that are playing soccer at a high level, you know, those rosters are filled with local kids. So I think that is a pretty good statement about the quality of soccer being played right here in Nebraska. I don't think we have the reputation maybe some other states do, just because in Nebraska it's a spring sport. Most states have it as a fall sport. But I think most soccer coaches here wouldn't want to butt heads with the football programs in the state. So I think soccer in Nebraska is in a good spot right now, both the high school and the college level.
That's 2 days in a row. It's killing me. Let's talk basketball.
I'm always happy to talk either sport. You know, you guys know I love talking about both of them.
Scott, I enter your second season here. You know, one thing about Coach Atcher, he returns so many players. You guys lose a whole nother senior class, and that basically you start over with one returning starter.
You know, that's kind of been the theme around here the last several years in a lot of different sports, not just in basketball. You know, our football team has kind of had the same situation. And, you know, we like to build on some of the momentum that some of these seniors who are going to play varsity basketball for the first time. Also, some of those same kids played, you know, some varsity football for the first time year this year, and that went well for them there. But, yeah, you know, hopefully our program's just in a good spot right now where kids that competed at the junior varsity level last year are ready to take that next step. It's worked out for us well, pretty good the last couple of years. That doesn't mean it's going to happen again this year, but I think, you know, the kids see what it takes to be successful. They've seen senior classes the last 3 or 4 years here make it to the state tournament, and they've kind of followed the lead of those guys, and I think we're setting ourselves up for another pretty good season here.
Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What are we going to see? Any changes with the personnel that you have? Is it changing what you have to do style-wise, or are you comfortable with just kind of plugging some new kids into where they need to be?
You know, as of right now, and you can ask me the same question in a week, and I might give you a different answer, but as of right now, you know, we're kind of sticking with the same system. We're sticking with what's been working the last several years. You know, we're going to get up and guard people in the full court, put a little pressure on them, try to get the ball out in transition. We'll probably shoot a decent number of perimeter shots, you know, while still trying to establish some of our big guys inside. And maybe a difference for us this year right now is in the paint. You know, we don't have somebody that's really experienced there. The guys that are going to kind of patrol the paint for us are going to be a couple sophomores and a junior to start with. So we'll have to lean on those guys, and hopefully they'll get acclimated to Class A varsity basketball pretty quickly, starting tomorrow.
Scott, give me a couple names of people that played junior varsity strictly last year that are going to step up into those roles.
A guy like Jordan Moncrief, who was a starting quarterback in football this year, saw a little bit of varsity action last year, but he'll be one of our leaders out there. He did a great job leading as a quarterback on the football team, and he's carried that momentum right into the basketball season, so he'll be a pretty important guy for us. You know, another guy that people may not even realize is playing basketball again is Brady Roeder. You know, he was a heck of a basketball player as a freshman and sophomore, and then chose just to focus on football and soccer last year, but he's back out this year, and he'll be our starting point guard tomorrow night. So he played junior varsity 2 years ago. Zach Albrecht is another kid who has gotten a lot bigger, stronger, and faster over the course of the last season, football season, I think really helped his confidence. Then throw in a couple of youngsters that played freshman basketball last year. We have three sophomores that are going to, you know, possibly see some time tomorrow night. That's Zach Maloli, Tyler Shields, and Tyler Jacobson. Those are some big athletic kids, and it's been a steep learning curve for them here the last couple weeks, but we've thrown a lot at them, but I think those guys will be ready to help us at some point this weekend or down the road.
Well, Scott, one thing about those young kids, and I got a chance to see them last year in some freshman games, but they are long, just so long. You'd say athletic, but they're just so long. I mean, the reaches are something that's pretty neat, and it could be a big asset for you.
Tell you what, this sophomore class that we have, size-wise, is probably the biggest class that we've had, you know, in my year as a head coach or all my years as an assistant coach. You know, it goes, you know, looking down the road, there's three or four kids that could end up 6'4", 6'5", or taller. You know, right now, you know, Zach Maloli's about 6'1", or 6'2". Tyler Jacobson's a legitimate 6'8", and Tyler Shields is 6'4". And those are the three kids that are going to suit up and travel with the varsity this weekend. So, yeah, like you said, just a bunch of big athletic kids that, you know, that are pretty good basketball players, too. So I think the future is bright, but we want those kids to develop into varsity players right away this year. But you know, as most coaches know, it's an adjustment once you start playing varsity for the first time. It'll take a little bit of time, but I think they'll get there by the end of the season.
Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach at Kearney High, heading to the Hays City Shootout starting tomorrow against Newton. Then we'll take on either Hays or DeSoto in the second round. Colby, Great Brand, Riley County, Garden City, the other teams in the field. Coach, do you have any inkling on what the talent level is this time as you go down to Hays?
Yeah, you know, our half of the bracket is pretty challenging. We played Newton last year in the consolation game, and we beat them by 15 or so points. But last year, where we were a pretty senior-dominated team, you know, Newton only graduated two kids off of their team. So while we have, you know, one or two of our top 12 back, they have 10 of their top 12 back. So, you know, that's a tough first-round matchup for us. They're big, they're long, they're athletic. They got a couple kids that can shoot the ball pretty well. So we're going to have to be ready to roll. We've got a couple films on them from last year, and then obviously since we played them, we know a little bit about them. But they were 12-9 last year, and from what I hear talking to some coaches, expectations are pretty high for Newton this year. And any time you're on the same half the bracket as Hays, it's their home tournament playing in their home gym. So looking at a potential semifinal matchup with them, if we're fortunate enough to get by Newton, that could be an equally tough game but also a fun game, you know, playing in front of a pretty loud home crowd.
The officials jam you up pretty good down there?
They're good. All officials are good, right? Never met an official that wasn't good.
Scott, when you look at this tournament, we joked, you know, we said kind of yesterday, Is this a tournament you look to stay in for years to come, or are you looking to get out and do something different?
You know, honestly, I like it. I like getting the kids on the road. I like getting them, you know, 3 days. It's, you know, it may sound kind of corny, but you get a lot of team bonding. When we're leaving at 9 o'clock tomorrow, and we'll be back, you know, probably midnight on Saturday night, that's a lot of time on the road with the kids. We'll practice down there. We'll eat together. It's a unique experience. I don't think a lot of schools have the opportunity to get on the road and do that. And, you know, from our perspective, the competition has been good enough down there. You know, last several years, Great Bend and Manhattan in Kansas, in Class 5A and 6A, they've been competing for state championships. Great Bend's won two of them. Last year, Manhattan, I think, lost in the semifinals. They were like 22-1 heading into the state tournament. So we know going down there that, you know, from our perspective, we're going to see at least two or three pretty good teams. So there's always a couple smaller schools in there that you're not exactly sure what you're going to get. You know, there's been some years we've gone down there and, you know, had, you know, some 30 or 40 point games. But on the boys' side, that tournament has maintained a pretty high level of competition, you know, at least for a couple of the games. So I my personal preference is, heck, I like playing down there. Fun way to kick the season off.
A lot of kumbaya singing. Scott Seidbrick, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. They head to Lincoln East when they get back next week in Norfolk, and you'll be able to hear some of those games right here on ESPN Radio. Scott, best of luck to you and the girls as you head down there.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time.
Boys and girls, doubleheader, girls at 4, boys at 5:45 tomorrow. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, a chance to get you qualified for some great prizes from Cunningham's at ESPN Radio on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Occasionally, some stuff on the Doug and Daddy Show may be offensive. The good stuff.
Okay, fellas, let's hook up those chains.
Excuse me, sir. What are you doing?
Oh, I heard I could bring home Buffalo Wild Wings, so I'm here to pick it up.
I think you misunderstood. With our takeout, you can bring home Buffalo Wild Wings food.
Oh, I'll be taking the food, along with the chairs, tables, and any random employee that may be inside. You coming?
No, it's takeout, you see. You call in your order, come in, pick it up, and take it home. You know, the food.
You must get this all the time.
Not really, no.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Take the flavor home.
MVP quarterback Brett Favre for Wrangler.
I'm comfortable in jeans that are tough.
Yeah, 47, huh?
I'm comfortable in Wrangler. Real comfortable.
Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Built tough, built comfortable. Satisfaction guaranteed. Pick up a pair of Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Comfortable on you. Comfortable on your wallet. Available at Walmart.
Wrangler. Real.
That you can tell people about your business.
Let me talk about my business. Let me talk about my business.
After all, being in front of your customers is important.
Let me talk about my business.
And if it isn't something you do every day, marketing your business correctly could be a challenge.
Let me talk about my business.
You know what? Marketing businesses just like yours is something that we do every day. And we have an easy, uncomplicated way to let a lot more people, your potential customers, know about your business.
Hi, I just heard about your business. Could you please tell me more?
Yay. A special event that will help put your business in front of the right customers is coming soon, and you could be part of it.
Platte River Radio Incorporated in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island will be conducting free 40-minute marketing presentations starting December 8th through the 10th. Learn how to develop the brand awareness your business needs to drive higher sales. Just by attending, you'll be registered to win a $6,000 advertising schedule. Call us here at the radio station to reserve a spot now. Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys in Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with a family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, except for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Here's a look at this afternoon's forecast. We'll have partial clearing at times, breezy northwest winds as well at around 10 to 20 miles an hour. High temperature rebounding close to 32 degrees for tonight. Mainly partly to mostly cloudy overnight low in the middle teens, and then for Thursday, high temperature rebounding close to that 30 degree mark. Currently 27 degrees.
Yeah.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, Derek, you ever just wanted to slap a coworker?
Sometimes, yeah. Every once in a while.
Hey, the MAC postseason awards are out, and Kearney High graduate Noah Keller is a second-team all-conference outside linebacker selection in what is a very competitive MAC conference. So congratulations to Noah Keller, the outside linebacker coming off his sophomore year for the Ohio Bobcats. And that turns us to our great giveaway here. We may have given away the Rocky Mountain Mile High trip to Kansas City and Denver this week, but there are still many more great prizes as we gear up towards the Super Bowl, including the beautiful 42-inch LCD high-definition television, Frosty Fridge recliners. We've got gift certificates given away every week, tailgate chairs. So we've got more prizes on the grand side. We've got weekly prizes. And all you have to do is be the first correct caller to answer this trivia question at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. When you go in and watch NFL football at Cunningham's and order a Coors Light or a Miller Lite, you get one registration. Well, if you get this right, five registrations, five times a chance to do better. Who was named the MAC Conference Offensive Player of the Year? Who was named the MAC Conference Offensive Player of the Year today? Folks, it's not that hard. 1-888-455-3776. This player is the fourth overall to capture back-to-back Offensive Player of the Year honors. Brian McClure of Bowling Green, Eric White of Bowling Green, and Byron Leftwich of Marshall, also back-to-back winners. Who is the Offensive Player of the Year? Daddy, anything that we missed here? We talked about the girls' basketball rankings. Yesterday we gave you Huskerland Prep. Today the Omaha World Herald. Not a lot of change. Kearney is 10th in Class A. In Class B, Holdridge 8th, Lexington 10th. In C1, Minden 4th, Gothenburg 9th. Kearney Catholic not mentioned. They were 5th in the Huskerland Prep. C2, Ravenna number 1, Sutton number 2. Hello. Then we'll slide down to Cambridge 4th, Kennesaw 8th, Blue Hill 9th. In D1, they have Kiltner 5th, Silver Lake is 7th, and Eustis Farnham is 10th. And in D2, Pleasanton 3rd, and Lawrence Nelson is 7th. Boys basketball rankings coming out tomorrow.
But as far as the girl, on the girl side of things, the most irrelevant one is the Omaha World Herald. That just doesn't, it seems to have some problems with their rankings and making sense of it all. I mean, that is that a fair assessment, Doug? Is that what you'd say?
I don't say things like that.
I do. It's totally irrelevant, so don't even look at the girls' rankings in the World Herald. Follow them in Lincoln Journal, follow them in Huskerland Prep.
We have a winner. Who's our winner getting registered up at Cunningham's?
Brian is our winner. He knew Nate Davis, quarterback for Ball State.
There you go, playing in the championship against Buffalo, who, by the way, got beat last week by Kent State. Not a good way to go into the MAC championship. I mean, Buffalo could be in one of those free fall situations after having a nice regular season, don't you think?
I think you're exactly right. Yeah, this is the time you're supposed to be playing your best football. You take a step backwards like that, not good. Not good at all.
Daddy, today is December 3rd. Anything you wanted to say on this December 3rd?
I'm still not sure that Florida, even with a win over Alabama, is going to jump Texas in the BCS.
Okay.
That's what I'd like to say on December 3rd.
Kind of a special thing. Clemson and Nebraska, not official, but all but. And if Clemson comes in, boy, their defensive coordinator, Vic Koning, resigned yesterday. And the rumor is, you know, you go to the blogs, you go to websites, is that the new coach, Dabo Sweeney, really punch your parents. That's incredible. They took the interim tag off and named him head coach, and he told the defensive coordinator, Vic Koning, that he's not going to be back. He was going to keep him on through the bowl, but so he's gone. And Nebraska-Clemson, of course, last time they played, it was for a national championship at the Orange Bowl, 22-15. Folks are already making their travel plans to go to Jacksonville. 137-seat charter flight sold out in 2.5 hours in Lincoln on Monday. So folks aren't waiting around. Congratulations to Jake Mandelko. He's all Super Region in Division II, now for All-American honors.
He's all Super Region, but wasn't all RMAC. Was not all RMAC second team. Was not all RMAC honorable mention. Unbelievable.
There you go. That's what we got for you. Best of luck to the Hastings College men tonight. They take on the number one seed, Oklahoma City in Fresno, California. A win puts them into the national semifinals. And one final note, the Omaha World Herald reporting that the United States Olympic swimming trials will not come back in 2012 because it would overlap with the College World Series. We want to thank Scott Steinbrook, head coach at Kearney High. We want to thank Kevin Asher, head coach at Hastings St. Cecilia Boys Basketball, for joining us today.
December 3rd?
Tomorrow, Vahi Gregorian from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch to discuss the Big 12 championship.
Okay, we're not going to talk. What do you want me to say on December 3rd?
I don't know. You blanked out earlier, and now the show's over. The music quit. The music quit.
Okay.
So, everybody quit listening.
Dugan Daddy, ESPN 1460, 1550.
You got something you want to say? You got something you want to say?
No.
How are the ribs coming along?
Ribs are just fine.
You officiated some basketball yesterday. Did you move at all?
Yes, I did move at all.
Were you in a rascal?
No, I was not in a rascal.
Are you sure? Should we play the music again?
Let's play the music again. One more time.
Okay, so today you're doing some high-energy junior high girls basketball, right?
All right, girls, right now we're going to start it off. Don't yell, dead, 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 dead. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. If you ever see anybody on TV do it, then you can start doing it. But until then, don't do it. Basketball's hard enough, takes as much energy as you can permit out of your body. Please don't yell, dead, 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 when the girl picks up the ball. That drives me nuts, for one. All right, that's what I got to say on December 3rd. Is that what you want me to say on December 3rd? I don't know. Yeah, big battle last night, another one this afternoon. So looking forward to that.
By the way, Duke's going to be okay.
Yep.
And Purdue put everything they had into it, shaking them, and Duke just kicked their butts last night. Some great basketball going on, and, I guess that will finally wrap up the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you miss any of the shows, go to the podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. Log on ESPNSuperstation.com, vote on our poll question, go to the blog. It'll take you most of the day, it does, Daddy.
See you tomorrow. By the way, Derek loves Sean Avery.
Wow.
Derek loves Sean Avery.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.